Thank you for calling MWXPO. This is Cheryl. How can I assist you?
Hey, Sherry. This is Kiana. Okay, when you go on the service group, is that where it tell you, like, is it standard or license or what?
Yeah, what does the order, what does it say?
This is just said, like, it's Samsung, Costco's, but when I look on the service, it say on service group standard.
Okay, so, because I think Odell still haven't gotten an update. I don't know. I might have to just reach out myself. But if it says standard, that's what it is, standard. I don't know why they're taking so long to give us updates on the CLM, because we have to know if it's a license install. We need to, you know, in order to proceed with the customer or even to get them scheduled.
Okay, like for the customers who don't have email address or their number incorrect, I know, like, we're not able to go in and update it. So do we have to ask them for their email address even though it ain't one on there?
Yeah, just put it in the notes for the email address also. What's the order number?
It was the customer just got off the phone. I just was asking because I know we ain't getting no update yet. It was 917-434.
Oh, I got the order pulled up.
Yeah.
It's like the one that I just got.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if they wanted to put an email address in, you would just go to edit where their name is, and you can add the email. But you're going to have to select the note reason. So it will be work order initiated, and then put in email added, and then hit save.
Okay, so don't type it in, like, the email line.
You can, yeah, put it in the email line, but it's gonna, you're going to have to also choose work reason type before it's even going to let you save. So you have to put it in the email line, and then you have to choose note reason type. Always choose work order initiated. And then for the note up under that, just put added an email to the order, and then it'll let you save it that way.
Okay.
If you got any more questions, you can reach out to me.
Okay.
You got anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. And also, we still don't know whose team you all are going to be on as of yet. We're just trying to see because we don't even have that many leads right now. So we don't – they're still trying to figure out whose team y'all are going to go to.
Okay, because I know on the 18th going to be my last day because I'm already dilated.
You are? You already told him?
They sent, my doctor sent over a note to Sonya's telling her that I'm at high risk and I can go into preterm labor anytime.
Okay.
See, they
well,
had them took me off now. Thank you.
Well, you'll be back. You going to come back when you have the baby?
Yeah, I'm coming back.
And then your attendance and stuff is good anyways, and you come to work on time. I don't know if they already told you this or not, but as long as your attendance is good, your QA is good, and you come to work and do your shift, you'll be eligible to stay at home and work. So I don't think they have no issues out of you anyways.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so you'll probably be eligible to stay at home as long as you just keep up, you know, keep up the attendance. Like, that's what I be telling them, just come to work and you can stay at home.
See, like, the day I started, I did clock out for about an hour because I had started drinking a lot of water because I had started having contractions.
Yeah,
but
and
I've
that's understandable,
to every day, yeah.
Because you're pregnant, so this shouldn't even be a failure to why or if you can't stay at home because you are pregnant. You have a reason to.
I've been trying, but the 18th gonna be my last day.
Okay, well, we'll see you when you get back, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.